Hello, Habit Mechanics, it's Dr. John Finn here. I hope you're having a good week so far. This is a special episode. This is an audio recording of a webinar that we delivered recently titled How to Launch or Relaunch Your Coaching Business in 13 Hours and Earn Over £100,000 per Year Working Part-Time Without Doing a Traditional Coaching Qualification or using outdated approaches. So what you're going to hear is the audio from the webinar. If you actually want to watch the webinar, there is a link in the show notes, so you could watch along if you wanted. So this is going to be of interest to you if you're looking to start your own coaching business. It could just be a normal coach, or it could be a leadership and a team performance coach. Any type of coaching, we can help you to do that. So if you listen to the webinar, you'll hear how.
Thank you for taking the time to join us. So my name is Dr. John Finn, if we haven't met before. I'm the founder of Tougher Minds. I've worked in the field of resilience, performance psychology, leadership science for over 20 years now. I think I've definitely spent well over 25,000 hours coaching people, developing coaching programs, etc. I've got 3 psychology-related degrees, including a PhD. This is my life's work. It's all I've ever done. I spend most of my time at the moment training people to become certified habit mechanic coaches, because my mission is to make it as easy as possible for people to be at their best by using cutting-edge insights from science. And I think that training others to deliver this in their practice or in their organizations, or to even create their own coaching businesses to do this, is the best way for me to spread this and help as many people as possible. I also wrote the best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic. That book took me over 20 years to write. I'm not exaggerating. It's literally everything that I've been developing over the last 20 years is in the book. And I also founded the Habit Mechanic University app. So we work with a range of global organizations, sporting bodies. We work in education. We work with coaches. We work with people that want to be coaches. All of our clients are operating in a highly complex world. And I would argue that we're living in a period of history where it is harder than ever before to be healthy, happy, and at our best. In simple terms, it's harder than ever to get our brain working well. So if our brain's like this, everything's great. But when our brain looks more like this, things get difficult. And it's just easier for our brains not to be working very well. And also, it's easier than ever to develop habits related to beating ourselves up more often, procrastinating, worrying too much, getting stressed. And the thing is, the more we practice these types of habits, the better we get at them, because that's how our brain works. Our brain is made up of about 100 billion neurons, and those neurons change in accordance with what we practice. So when we practice worrying and beating ourselves up, we grow more wires for that. We get better at that. So it's just easier to develop more neurobiological connections in our brain that are less helpful for us being at our best. And the way I like to think about any 24-hour period is that it's like a barcode. The red lines are times in the 24-hour period where you're doing and thinking things that are not helping you to be at your best. That includes poor quality sleep, worrying, beating yourself up, not eating properly, not exercising properly, not being a good leader, not being a good manager, not being a good partner or a parent, etc. And these red lines are habits, which I'll talk about. The blue lines are times in the 24-hour period where we're doing and thinking things that are helping us to be at our best. So that is good quality sleep, good diet, good exercise, good stress management habits, good leadership habits, good parenting habits, good focus and productivity habits, etc. It's just easier than ever to develop those red lines. And almost weekly, we're seeing these huge sets of data coming out, which paint a very bleak picture of the present day, but also the short-term future. So right now in the UK, we have 1.5 million people who are signed off work with anxiety and depression specifically. And you'll probably hear the Chancellor of the UK talking about this later today, because it's a huge problem. We've got projections saying that in the next 15 years, we're going to have 9.1 million working age people with long-term illnesses, including depression, cancer, anxiety, dementia. We've seen dementia rates are going to double in the next 15 years or 20 years. Right, so this is going to be a 37% increase of what the number currently looks like. Looks the same in the US. So in the US, 58 million adults have a mental health diagnosis. And what I see is that actually it's leaders, managers that are bearing the brunt of this, that are really under pressure. Their brains are being challenged, literally. And the trouble is when we engage in these overly stressed states for too long, it makes us far more susceptible to things like dementia and depression and cancer because our brain stops working well. And that's why lots of people that have started to become coaches, they want to get out of that, of their day-to-day, because it's not sustainable anymore. They want to set up a business that works for them where they can work more flexibly and really enjoy their work again. So leaders are certainly under pressure. And I think the thing that frustrates me most is that we live in a world where we know more than ever about what we need to do to be healthy, happy, and at our best. We don't do what we know we should do. We do what we're in the habit of doing, as we're going to find out. And just take a very simple example. More people than ever before know and understand it's a good idea to eat five portions of fruit and vegetables a day. And they want to do that, but they don't. The same with walking 10,000 steps. And it's those in the UK, for example, it's those very basic things that people are not doing that is costing our National Health Service an absolute fortune. And recent data I've seen is it's cost the National Health Service over half its annual budget, treating diseases that emerge because people don't do these very basic things to look after themselves. We don't do what we know we should do. And that's why tips, tricks, and hacks and talk therapy don't work. They don't work because we don't do what we know we should do. These things do not activate all of the behavioral science factors that we need to activate in order to change our behavior. They only activate a few of them. Why is that the case? It's because most of the theories that we're using, whether it's through help, self-help or therapy or coaching or something else, to help us to be at our best, those theories, what we call black box theories. What does that mean? It means those theories were developed before we actually understood how brains worked. So we've only been able to look inside human brains for about 20, 25 years. And the brain is the most complex thing in the known universe. Most of the theories that we're using to help people to do better were developed before we understood how brains worked, and therefore they're not very effective. The good news is that we have developed a system over the last 20 years that is designed with the brain in mind, and it's called the habit mechanic system. It's been designed using cutting-edge insights from neuroscience and from brain maturation science and from evolutionary science and from behavioral science. And we package that together in simple and practical ways, and we train people how to become habit mechanics. We also now train people to become certified habit mechanic coaches so they can use that same toolkit to help their clients to achieve really fantastic results. And we show them how to use our three-step coaching system, which I will unpack for you later. But why are habits so key? Let's break this down. They're so key because most of what we think and do is mindless behavior. When I say behavior, I just mean everything that we think and do. So most of our thinking and doing is automatic or semi-automatic. In other words, it's a habit. And just to demonstrate this, when I say to you, don't think of a white elephant, you don't have to consciously think of it. It's already in your brain. That's how automatic we are. So, at best, we have 2% consciousness. And sometimes we're running on 100% autopilot. Why? Because our brain is designed to save energy. It's its number one operating rule. So, it tries to do everything in the most energy efficient manner possible. And habits are the most energy efficient way to think and do. Let's test this. Okay, so see if you can read the copy in the white lozenge as you would read it in plain English. So you can make perfect sense of those words very easily, even though they're jumbled, because we don't read like most things we do. We don't read consciously. We're literally just taking little pictures of each set of letters. And as long as some of those letters are in the right place, we can read them. We can make sense of them. So we are far more automated than we ever understood. We are far more automated. And you can see that in people's work like Daniel Kahneman, Thinking Fast and Slow, George Lakoff, a professor at Berkeley, he's the white elephant, don't think of a white elephant guy. So that's very well established now. What we need to understand, and so most of what we do most of the time is a habit, essentially. What we need to start to understand is which of those habits are helping us to be at our best, and which of those habits are getting in the way of us being at our best.
Next, I want you to complete an exercise designed to help you begin identifying your helpful habits. Some you will already have developed, but others you will need to purposefully develop. Helpful Habits Reflection. The Helpful Habits Reflection is designed to help you build on what you learned from the in-depth Habits Reflection. This helps you think about your unhelpful habits. So at this point, it might be useful to reflect on your in-depth habits reflection notes and scores. To complete the helpful habits reflection, follow these instructions. Below are 13 statements. Listen to them and choose your current position for each one from this list of three options. A, not a priority. B, I already do this well. C, I need to do this better. Statement 1. I reflect on my diet, exercise and sleep and plan to make daily improvements in these areas. Choose your current position. A, not a priority. B, I already do this well. And C, I need to do this better. Statement 2. At the end of the day, it would be helpful to reflect and highlight what went well and what I can improve tomorrow. Choose your current position. A, B or C. Statement 3. At the end of every week, it would be helpful to think about what went well and plan how I can improve next week. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 4. From time to time, it would be helpful to think about my future and set long, medium, and short-term goals to focus my efforts and achieve my future ambitions. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 5. It would be helpful to regularly update my yearly and monthly calendar to add in important work and life activities. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 6. It would be helpful to recognize when I am stressed and successfully plan to reduce my stress. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 7. It would be helpful to monitor my confidence levels and successfully build up confidence in areas where it is low. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 8. It would be helpful to recognize when my emotions are unhelpful and successfully keep them under control. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 9. It would be helpful to successfully plan to improve my productivity levels. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 10. It would be helpful to successfully plan to improve my learning and performance in areas where I want to improve. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 11. It would be helpful to successfully plan to improve my performance under pressure. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 12. It would be helpful to plan out my day to improve my productivity. Choose your current position, A, B, or C. Statement 13. It would be helpful to learn how to become an even better leader. Choose your position, A, B, or C. Now that you have reflected, give each area you have rated C, I need to do this better, a priority score. 1 equals lowest, 10 equals highest. If it is helpful, write down some reflections about what you have learned. Make a note of the helpful habits you already have that make your life easier. But also begin to consider which new helpful habits you could develop to replace your unhelpful ones.
So what we're actually doing when we're using these habit metric tools is we're helping ourselves and our clients, if we're using them with our clients, to start to identify where the red lines are in their 24-hour periods and also where the blue lines are. So that's what we're doing. And what we want to then do is help people to get rid of one small red line at a time. Now, what are the results of doing that? I'm going to share with you in a second. Before I do that, having analysed yourself, I want you to give yourself a score between 1 to 4. 1 would mean you've seen, wow, I've got a lot of unhelpful behaviours that I'm doing. 4 is, yeah, you know what, I'm doing really well. There's a couple of things I could work on. And 2 and 3 are somewhere in between. Just give yourself a score. Where do you think you're at? Where do you think you're at on this continuum? Now, here's what we've learned over the past 20 plus years. People that are a 1 on the continuum, by using our toolkit and being coached by someone like you, they can start to do an extra 80 hours of high impact focus work per month. And I'll explain exactly what I mean by high impact focus work later. If you're a 2, it's an extra 60 hours. If you're a 3, an extra 40 hours. If you're a 4, even if you think you're doing really, really well, which people we've coached time and time again, doing really well, I'm nailing everything. When they start to learn our toolkit, they say, actually, I'm doing at least an extra hour per day of really focused, clever work. Now I know how to use these tools. High impact work isn't just work you do at work. It's not just writing a new report. It's not just learning how to become a habit mechanic coach. It's working on yourself. It's better stress, building better stress management habits, building better leadership habits, building better productivity and focus habits. Imagine if you can add this to a team and an organization, the value that brings to them. And that's why our coaching and our program is different, because it generates tangible outcomes. Most coaching, you have a nice conversation. We generate tangible outcomes for people. Add this up over a year just for one individual. It's seismic. This is the kind of work that makes you feel good about yourself at the end of the day, that makes you feel like you've had a great week. And it's the foundation of feeling, of being healthy and happy, actually. And it's often overlooked. So how do we do that? We help people. So when you become a certified habit mechanic coach, you learn how to help people to unlock their 25-hour brain. What do I mean by that? So to get there, we have to cover a few key ingredients. The first thing is we have to think about the type of work that people do every day. So we split that into 2 core categories. One is freezing ice cubes. This is busy habit work. It's replying to easy emails. It's taking easy phone calls. It's doing fairly repetitive tasks. This is stuff that we do at home as well, not just in our professional capacities. The thing is that AI is getting increasingly sophisticated at doing this type of work. And we're going to see AI increasingly replace humans in doing this work, because it can do it cheaper and faster. So humans are going to be less and less valued for this type of work in the future. The other type of work that humans do, that your clients will do, is building ice sculptures. This is what we call focused, high-impact work. This is mentally challenging work. So creating a new program for your clients, creating a new proposal, solving a difficult problem at work, managing someone who's challenging. It's also working on yourself. So building that better stress management habit, building a better sleep habit, learning how to be a great coach, etc. AI is not currently very good at this. So humans who are good at it they're going to be increasingly valued. So we freeze ice cubes, we build ice sculptures. Next, we're going to think about the brain as being a bit like a battery that has 3 states. It's got the recharge state. And just to go back on this, so we're saying that the brain only has so much charge in it in every 24-hour period. It's not an unlimited resource. Like it's a limited capacity thing. and it's a bit like a battery in that sense. And it operates in three core charge states. The first charge state is recharge. That can be sleep, but it can also be non-sleep. It could be exercising, could be eating, could be zoning out and watching the TV, etc. The next charge state, the second charge state, is medium charge. This is the brain state we use to freeze ice cubes, to do our busy habit type work. The limbic regions of our brain, which we call the HUE, the horribly unhelpful emotions, or the eight brain, the life perceived energy brain, love medium charge work. They love just being on and getting those short-term dopamine hits. The final brain state is the high charge brain state. This is the brain state we use to do high impact work at work, but also high impact work on ourselves. And this is building ice sculptures. High charge work is a scarce cognitive resource. We only get so much of it in each 24-hour period, and we don't get any of it if we don't get our recharge right. That's really important to understand. So they're the three brain states. If we are at our best, we are using those brain states in a certain pattern. What do I mean by that? So there is an optimal amount of each that we need to aim to be doing if we want to be at our best, if we want to be really nailing it. So, and it's like a pyramid. The basis of the pyramid is recharge. So in any 24-hour period of the three brain states, we need to spend most of our time doing recharge. And I'll put some numbers on this shortly. We're going to spend the second most amount of time doing medium charge, and we'll spend the least amount of time doing high charge. So what about numbers then? So this is a personal example for me in the working week, but I've worked with at least 10,000 people, and I see this pattern coming up time and time again when people say they're really nailing it. So I want to be spending on a work day at least, I'd say 11 to 12 hours doing recharge. That includes high quality sleep, but also exercising, eating, switching off, all that kind of stuff. I'm going to be spending about 7 hours in the medium charge brain state. And then finally, I want to be spending about 5 hours doing high charge work. If I can spend 5 hours doing high charge work 5 days a week, I am nailing it. I am absolutely nailing it. I'm nailing my health, I'm nailing my happiness, I'm nailing my performance. This is where we get the 25-hour brain from. So 5 times 5 is 25 hours. So we're saying if you can do 5 hours of high-impact, high-charge work per day, 5 days a week, you are activating your 25-hour brain. And this is a game changer in terms of performance, but also in terms of happiness. And what you learn to do as a habit mechanic coach is you learn to help people unlock this. Think about the benefit that brings to a team, not just an individual, a team and an organization. It's seismic. Most people are just mixing their brain states. Most people, I guarantee you, are at a one on the continuum I showed. They are literally doing no high charge work in a given day, because they're not getting the recharge right. And what's happening is we are spending more of our working lives doing busy, medium charge work. And not just our working lives, our home lives as well. We're always on social media, streaming, on the go, dopamine hit, dopamine hit, dopamine hit. It means we can't recharge properly, and therefore we can't get into the high charge brain states. So there's so much ground here, so much room here to help people improve. And this is what you learn how to do as a certified habit mechanic coach. So before we go further, test question. Repeat to remember. Remember to repeat. The crux of helping people to do better is helping them to learn how to change their behavior. So learning is at the heart of everything that we do. And that's why we do these little tests to make it easier for you to learn. So a test question. What are the three brain states? If you've already written them down, probably feeling pretty good right now. If you haven't written them down yet, have a go. See if you can write them down. What are three brain states? So they are the recharge, they are the medium charge, and they are the high charge. Get it right. Well done. So at this point, I just want to check in to see, do we have any questions, Andrew?
Not as yet, John. We have Pauline, who very bravely chose to submit her replies to your quiz, and she got it 100%. But no questions other than that as yet, prior to the ones we had at the start of the session. Just a reminder, if you do want to pose a question, please use the Q&A function.
If you want to fulfill your potential or help other people fulfill their potential so you can feel great and get the rewards and respect you deserve, then I want to give you a free physical copy of my new best-selling book, because you deserve to know the truth. The most important things for fulfilling your potential are not tips, tricks, hacks, therapy, coaching, meditation, breathwork, goal setting, journaling, or finding your why. I know it sounds irrational because we're so used to hearing about using these things to help us fulfill our potential. But these approaches are outdated and ineffective, and they are based on a big lie.
To find out more and get your free physical copy of Dr. John Finn's best-selling book, The Habit Mechanic, go to tougherminds.co.uk.
Just to put you on the spot here, Andrew, we haven't rehearsed this or anything. I mean, we've worked together a long time now, probably over 10 years.
Yeah.
And like any human being, I suppose we all, you know, knowing this is one thing, knowing about the brain states is one thing.
Yeah.
You think it is a different thing. You know, we build good habits and then we go on summer holiday and maybe we slip out of them, or we get ill and we slip out of them. What's your personal experience of the impact this understanding has just had on your own life?
Well, massively profound, John, without exaggeration. Just the notion of the differing brain states in a 24-hour period, it's been a platform to optimize everything, as I say, without exaggeration. And I would say, you know, even if people just start with that, then they'll know about when they feel most productive, when it's most the optimal time to be most productive. That for me is in the morning, to tackle the high charge, the ice cube, the ice sculpture building tasks, as you put it in the Habit Mechanic book, the complex, challenging work, and then the medium charge, the more routine work, answering emails, filing in old parlance. So yeah, and then of course the recharge, recognizing that sleep is part of that, and also recognizing that recharge has to be done properly. You can't be mixing activities, which you might have thought you could when you're chilling, quote unquote. So that understanding has been superbly helpful, really is interwoven into every day that I spend, whether it's working or otherwise.
Yeah, it's great. I know that's absolutely genuine. So, okay, let's move on then. Let's go back to the slides. So, yeah, so, you know, is this real? Because I can stand here and say, oh, it does this and it does that. It's absolutely real. This is Abby. I actually personally coached Abby. You know, senior leader, very experienced, done a lot of this stuff before, but nothing had the impact that these skills have. I sleep better, I'm more productive, I get more quality time spent with my young family. Wish I'd learned these skills years ago. She's a chief operating officer of a really successful business.
It feels easy to do, and the impact that it has had is cumulative.
This is Zenyek. He, another chief officer, technology officer. Zenyek was a guy, he's like, yeah, you know what, I'm doing pretty well. I'm not sure there's much room for improvement. He was a 4, and then, yeah, he said it's amazing. Doing at least one extra hour of high-impact work per day. We see this working at scale. This is Janice Henderson, We've delivered a couple of global programs for them. You know, so this doesn't just work at one-to-one level. This works across groups as well. And you can learn how to deliver workshops using these tools as well, which we can train you how to do. So what is a certified habit mechanic coach? How do you learn how to do it? And Pauline, sorry, I've used your certificate there. I just screen grabbed one. So I hope we don't mind that. Pauline is a certified habit mechanic coach. And so everything you learn centers around this three-step coaching system. I want to break this down for you, but it's fundamentally about we help people to help themselves understand where are the red lines and where are the blue lines, and we help them to get rid of more red lines. And that's how we help them do all the extra high impact work, which fuels not only health, not only happiness, but also performance. So literally we help people to analyze their habits, pinpoint one specific habit they want to work on at a time, show them how to replace that, what I'd call destructive habit, with a new super habit. And then we keep working with them and equipping them with the tools, the habit building skills, so that can build up more and more helpful habits over time. So the first step, so you're working with a client, the first thing that you do is you help them to do intelligent self-watching. And you do that by using our habit metric tools. You've already used one. See how simple that was? You just use that with your clients. We have a range of those tools. Their psychometrics are dead. You'll hear numerous leading neuroscientists talking about psychometrics are about as predictive as horoscopes. And they're potentially very damaging because they create these very limited mindsets. So over the last 20 years, we've created these habit metric tools. Really, really powerful. They're much more self-determining. They are much more evergreen. They are learning tools for people. They don't pigeonhole people. We are not fixed in the way psychometrics suggests we are. Most psychometric tools, the foundations of them are about 100 years old, literally, if you look into the history of them. You know, they were designed way before we understood how brains worked. People are not fixed. They're highly malleable, and we need to be more malleable than ever before because of the world we live in is just changing all the time, so we need to keep adapting. So that's how we start. And yeah, you're going to help people to discover their destructive habits and also their super habits. Then step two, so people identify the area they want to work on, just like you did. As habit mechanic coaches, we show people simple and practical habit building tools that they can use to help them to improve the area they want to work on. So we have about 35 award-winning habit mechanic habit building tools that we've created. So any area people want to work on, we have a tool for that. So whether it's the supercharged motivation, we have the FAM story, reduce stress, we have a number of tools to help people stop beating themselves up, improve sleep, diet, exercise, brain health, brain performance, build robust confidence, perform under pressure, boost focus and productivity, improve work-life balance, become world-class leaders. So our program doesn't just cover the individual, it covers leadership as well. And also team performance and cultures. We cover everything. We have a tool for all, or we have different tools for all of those areas so that you can just learn how to use that tool, like tried and tested tool, with your client and clients. And then step three, finally, we show you how to help your clients turn that knowledge and skills about using the tool into a habit so that your clients are not stuck in the knowing trap. Your clients don't only get a few bits of the behavioral science jigsaw, they get all of the jigsaw puzzle. And to make it super easy for you to do that, we've created a tool that we call habit building plans. And you can literally help your clients to build new habits in as little as 5 minutes. And when I say build a habit, I mean sort of construct a habit. It's almost like a prefabricated habit. You can help them to get it built up and running so they can start testing it and trying it out and tweaking and refining it. So this is so, so easy to use. And ultimately, you're going to help your people through those three steps, move from knowing what they'd like to do to practicing doing it to habitualizing it. And in the middle there, you've got what I like to call your coaching assistant, which is a habit mechanic book, which is more like a manual. It's like the Bible for this work. And you use that with your client. So your client will have the book and you'll have the book and you'll be working together just to make it super easy. And you also have the app as well. So these are like your assistant coaches. So this is the system that we teach people. What do coaches say? This is Ian, who I think is on the call. It's only a short one.
This is the tool to go and get trained up in. To be certified in this area is going to radically change the output of the people you're going to working with. It's going to so maximize the results. You're going to be the go-to person if you train in this.
This is Anne-Marie.
Most of what I see, especially I have to say online, is platitudes. You know, be kind to yourself, you're enough, which is, you know, it's all great encouragement for people. But I think what's been missing is any practical guide on how to help yourself when the going is tough, and the going is very tough for a lot of people right now. So I think the strength of the habit mechanic approach is it's providing real tools, you know, to help people understand themselves and also help them to deal with some of those challenges that we're seeing, in some of which are obviously external stresses for people in the organization. And I think that the other big shift, of course, as well, has been remote working, hybrid working. And I think now that's been combined with the challenge that I feel a lot of people are worried about around digital, you know, AI, and is that going to take my job and so on. So I think now more than ever, people need tools to help them manage through these challenging situations, and to be able to coach themselves, you know, to build that that resilience where they can. And I think certainly a lot of people that I speak to, they know they need to be able to do that, but it's knowing how to do that. And I think that's what the habit mechanic is really bringing to the table. You know, the fact that this is rooted in the combination of neuroscience, behavioral science, applied psychology, that's what makes it so powerful, is because it really is getting into how the brain works and helping the brain to work better. So that sort of personal trainer for the brain piece, I think that's really powerful, because it really gets to the root of how to make a difference, whether that's in individuals, in teams, or in organizations as a whole. But at the same time, the changes are built in small steps, you know, manageable steps. So it's a realistic approach. You know, people are very busy, but these are small steps that people can fit into a busy life. So it does feel realistic, and it feels doable to people. And again, I think that's part of the power of the habit mechanic approach. And I think certainly for my clients who are in more senior positions, leadership in the current environment has also got a lot more challenges than it had before. And I think this also provides a really solid, structured set of key tools that really help people to focus their teams, to support their teams, and also to know how to lead in this current environment.
Thank you, Ian and Anne-Marie, so both certified coaches. Can you make money off this? Absolutely. I mean, I suppose I am the original habit mechanic coach, and I don't mind sharing that as a 31-year-old back then, the first sale I made of this system was for £80,000 for an 80-day contract. We still work with that client. This is a different proposition. It is extremely powerful. It's not fluffy. We'll have a nice conversation. We deliver tangible outputs for people. And I'm delighted for it that, you know, James, who's one of our certified coaches, he sold his very first package. He's not a coach. He's never sold coaching before. He sold his first package for £6,500, which is a half-day workshop, some follow-up one-to-ones, and you see how he packages it in with the book and the app, etc. Because people see the value of this. That's for one of the biggest companies in the world. So you can absolutely make a really good living at this, but also change people's lives. We have the data to prove it. So how does it work? So if you want to launch your own coaching business, and I appreciate not everybody does want to do this, so we have another offer as well, but let me do this one first. If you want to launch your own coaching business so you can earn over $120,000 or £100,000 per year working part-time and start your journey to becoming a world-class coach, then I'll guarantee to help you launch your first coaching business in less than 14 days. Yes, less than 14 days. And if I don't do that, you don't pay anything, literally. I'm so confident you will get this result. So how long does it take? About 13 hours. A lot of people have been asking me to put a number on this recently. It's about 13 hours. And you think, I can't launch a coaching business in 13 hours. You can with this framework. Here's why you can do it with this framework. Because I've spent the last 20 years putting it together. It's systematic. It's robust. It's tried and tested. You don't have to do what the traditional coaching, broken coaching training programs do. You get to the point. And when I say launch, I mean that, you know, within the first 2 weeks, you'll be able to start telling people, this is what I'm doing. This is the offer that I've got, and start to get those first clients. So literally, you're not going to have to work 24 hours a day for 14 days. This is so, so manageable to do because the program is so robust. Why can we do it so quickly? Because of what I've just said, but also again, because you don't have to waste your time learning outdated academic theories. You don't have to waste your time submitting coursework and essays. You don't have to waste your time logging coaching hours. You don't have to waste your time learning outdated psychometric tests. We get to the point. We get to the point and we show you how to put this into practice and how to transform other people's lives. And this is how it looks. So you're going to learn how to deliver specific coaching sessions, if you want to, specific workshops, and also how to learn how to work with your, what we call your assistant coaches, which is the app and the book. And these are the types of sessions. So this is a one-to-one coaching program. So right now I work with everybody one-to-one. It's not a course where you've got 60 people on a call. It's you and I working together one-to-one. And I will help you to design your coaching sessions. And if you want, your workshops. And these are the types of areas that we help you to work in. We promise very specific outcomes. So destroy your stress in 3 steps by unlocking their calming habits. We can think, talking about the client, their calming habits. So we could go to market with something like this, or boost their motivation and personal drive in 4 steps by unlocking their intelligent goal setting super habit. See how this is much better than I'm a coach and I can help to improve your performance. We get very, very specific and offer very specific value outcomes. Supercharge their sleep quality in 3 steps by unlocking their recharge super habits. Help them to build robust confidence in 3 steps by unlocking their self-belief super habits. Help them to supercharge their performance under pressure in 3 steps by unlocking their focus super habits, like world-class athletes do, because we use a lot of learnings from world-class athletes in that piece. Supercharge their focus and productivity in 3 steps by unlocking their 25-hour brain super habits. Create truly world-class teams in 5 steps by unlocking their people's team power super habits, and become a world-class leader in 4 steps by unlocking their team power leader super habits. So we'd start with one of these areas and we'd show you how to deliver it, a coaching session, and if you want a workshop. So it's completely flexible, this program. It's about creating something that helps you create a really successful business. That's what I want to do, because I want to help as many people as possible. What's included? So what you get with this 14-day launch package, which we do over 1 month, but you launch within 14 days, you get, first of all, 3 90-minute one-to-one coaching sessions with me. I will personally design your coaching sessions for you and a workshop for you to deliver to your clients. I'll do the slides and everything for you. You'll get 20 free premium subscriptions to the Habit Mechanic University app that you can package up and sell to your clients. You'll get 20 free paperback copies of the Habit Mechanic book that you can package up and sell to your clients. You'll get, we'll market you if you want us to our database and in other places that we can. You'll get a beautiful certificate. People have been telling me it's the best certificate they've ever received, which is fantastic. I'll sign a copy of the book for you if you want. And also you'll just get access to some of the online courses we've created. The value of that is over £20,000, but right now we're only charging £3,000 plus a VAT. So it's £299 plus VAT. That's what we're charging at the moment for that package. So it's immense value. And I would say you're very likely to make that money back in the first month with this program. So if you want to launch your own coaching business so you can earn over $120,000 or £120,000 per year working part-time, start your journey to becoming a world-class coach. and are guaranteed to help you launch your first coaching business in less than 14 days, or you don't pay, contractually guaranteed. I know some people are thinking, well, I don't want to start my own coaching business in 14 days. That's fine, because we have a longer version of the program as well. We do that over a longer period of time, somewhere between 3 months and 6 months. We've just created two different versions because people have different needs ultimately. But the best thing to do is, if you're interested in this, if you want to go on this journey with me, if you want me to help you to create a fantastic coaching business, or you want to be a great coach within your existing organization, or you want to add skills to your current coaching business, book a call and I'll put a link so that you can do this. Because everyone's needs are a little bit different. And this is, again, a bespoke one-to-one coaching program. So book a call. Let's have a conversation. We released some new places over the last couple of weeks, and we've sold quite a lot. So we only have a few places left, sort of a January start, but we do still have a few, but not many. So if you want to get one of those, I'd encourage you to book a call sooner rather than later.